إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه وتعالى ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله سبحانه وتعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. ليس لنا رب سواه ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وتركها على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. فصلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يقول المولى عز وجل في كتاب العظيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters in Islam، إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار، نعوذ بالله سبحانه وتعالى من النار. In the beginning, I ask all my brothers and sisters here in the masjid, if you know someone, keep the distance as it is for now, because the case is starting in New Jersey again, and you cannot control it from people who's coming from India. And I know so many masajid, they give up now, but still we are in dangerous situation. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He loved us so much. Only for the ummah of Muhammad, he gave us a lot of benefits. He gave us two Eid, Eidain, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. The one after Ramadan and the one after the day of Arafah. Think about it, before the month of Ramadan started, how we all acting? How we all prepared for the month of Ramadan? What about the food? How much meat we have in the freezer? What we have from beans and bread and all of that? And how I'm going to arrange my time for my salah? How I will arrange my time with my family? What I'm going to cook every day? So much worry. That's prepared, but worry at the same time, because you're going to attend a hard time in the month of Ramadan while it's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you look at these days, inshallah will be Sunday, if Allah wants it, inshallah, the days of the Hijjah. And before Eid al-Adha, the Qurbani time, the prayer of the Eid al-Adha, completely different scenario. In these days, we all some happiness inside our heart. We give money for the poor in need, we have a share, we have qurbani, and it's something is happy. This is take us away from all the preparation we did before the month of Ramadan, nothing similar before the Eid al-Adha or the 10 days of the Hijjah. Take you from these days to the brothers who attended the Hajj before, you see, it's the same thing. It's a happiness. You are so happy. You go into the Hajj, not worry. In Ramadan, yeah, we worry too much. Sometimes you are hungry, thirsty, going to work, coming to work. But in these days, it's a special days from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the days of the Hijjah, he say, this is the best days for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best days. And what's equal? He say, nothing equal. Except a man, خرج بنفسه وماله في سبيل الله. Except a man, he went for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all his money and his self. And he never come back with anything. But the rest cannot. This is the best days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu waradah, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you fasting one day in these days, equal 1 year. And if you stand one night to pray, consider better than Laylatul Qadr. So imagine if you went to Qiyam al-Layl 10 days, it's better than 10 days of Laylatul Qadr. But the people worry too much about Laylatul Qadr and they ignore the gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these days. So the days of the Hijjah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He swear. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear, that said, there's no doubt. Wal Fajr, wa layalin ashr, wa shaf'i wal watr. Hal fi dhalika qasamun lidhi hijr? He is swear subhanahu wa ta'ala by the best days He created. The days He need all of us to understand the seerah of the Hajj. How is the Hajj is. And we have beautiful surah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the name of Surah Al-Hajj. You know how is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala start the surah? He asking to be among the believer who have faith. Ya ayyuhan nas, ittaqu rabbakum. إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. He's remind you there is a day will come, you're going to see everything is going. You want to see the one who carry the baby, drop her baby, the pregnant will be aborted, it's finished. Everybody run left after night, and like people, they're drunk, or they don't know where they are going, they don't know where is the direction. The earthquake will be everywhere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this moment it will come. He reminds us by the bidayah and the nihayah, the beginning and the ending. And He's reminding us again, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِن كُنْتُوا فِي رَيْبٍ مِنَ الْبَعْثِ فَإِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. If you not remember that, we are created you from dirt. We created you from dirt. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hajj, He take you step by step. How He created these people and how they will end it. Who's going to die early? Who extended His time? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so good. He like to meet His abd filtered from all the zunub. So He gave you these 10 days as a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Sahaba, they said, people are not well prepared for these days, and they don't understand the value of the good deeds in these days. They said, let the siraj lightning. Siraj is a flame in the light, because you don't have electricity at this time. It's a small lamp with a fire. They said, let it light the whole night. And some of them, they get tired, they sit down, they stand, and they pray the whole night, because they said this is the best days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. So the days of the Hajj, it's not the only days the Sahaba care about it. They said 3/10, they worry about it. The 10 days, the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, and the 10 days of Al-Muharram, and the 10 days of the Hijjah. And the best among those, the days of the Hijjah. Our rules to try to fast, but don't ignore the day of Arafah if you cannot for these days. Give as much as you can in these days. No one will take anything with him. Remember, these days is the best days. The reward from Allah multiplied, multiplied, multiplied as much as you can. Count it as much as you can. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of Surah Al-Hajj, the importance of Surah Al-Hajj and the rules of Surah Al-Hajj, is taking us for something else. How we started this dunya? Now, if you ask a teenager, what is your future? What do you think you will do later? First, he say, well, I need a good job. Then I want to get married. And I like to have a child. But I like to treat my child better way than my father treated me, because I see my father did something, I don't like it. I want to correct it. I see my father cursing my mom, I'm not going to do that to my wife. I saw my sister, she was arguing with my mom, I don't like my daughter, my daughter later on argue with my wife. I need to see a good family. That's what my goal. These days, we need to search and study the seerah of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and how he was dealing with his family. If you need a family correction, read the seerah of Ibrahim alayhi salam in the days of the Hajj, and after that you will take it from there. Because the shaitan cannot get closer to him Because he has connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His heart connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't it he spoken to his father? وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. He was honest and honored to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything. إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِي لِمَا تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعْ وَلَا يُبْصِرْ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا. Yes, you can take the word from your son. Say, oh father, don't do that because this is not good. Because these kids this day is better than us in technology. They're very good in phones than us. So you might do something, and I do it many times too. Sometimes I had something in the phone by mistake, and I said to my son, what is it? I cannot say, oh, dad, you hit this. Don't hit it anymore. They are better than us. We should listen. He said to his father, why you pay and you pray for someone who's not listening or can see you? يَا أَبَتِ إِنِّي قَدْ جَاءَنِي مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مَا لَمْ يَأْتِكَ فَاتَّبِعْنِي أَهْدِكَ صِرَاطًا سَوِيًّا. I get more knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the idea what's going on. Who is Allah? Follow me, I will guide you. يَا أَبَتِ لَا تَعْبُدِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Don't go behind the shaitan. Because these days when you see the family, you see the son going somewhere else and the father upset, cannot control it. But trust me, in these days, I see the opposite. I see the father drink and go for the liquor store and the son in the masjid. We're going to the opposite today. I'm a witness of that. I spoke to the father. Do you like your son drink in the same way you are? He said, no, of course I will beat him up. I say, why you do it? Why you are doing that? Think about yourself. Whatever you like for yourself, like it for the others. And I see a woman, a mom, and a daughter, they smoke together. Even they have the hookah, and they are so happy. It's not haram. Learn from Ibrahim alayhi salam the way he was talking to his father. يَا أَبَتِ لَا تَعْبُدِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ الرَّحْمَانِ عَصِيًّا. He's not obeying Allah. يَا أَبَتِ, look the way he was talking to him. يَا أَبَتِ, يَا أَبَتِ, يَا أَبَتِ, oh father. إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَنْ يَمَسَّكَ عَذَابُ مِنَ الرَّحْمَنِ فَتَكُونَ لِلشَّيْطَانِ وَلِيًّا. I'm worried that you get punished in the day of judgment in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the shaitan. But the response from the father, what? أَرَغِبٌ أَنْتَ عَنْ آلِيَتِ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمِ. Same way we are doing now. We don't want to listen to our kids. Just stay away from me. I know better than you. Come on, I have experience. You're still young. But look at Ibrahim alayhi salam, he didn't say any of that. He said to his father, سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ رَبِّي. Go away from me, I'll throw away. سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ رَبِّي. إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِي حَفِيًّا. وَأَتَزْلُكُمْ وَمَا تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَأَدْعُوا رَبِّي. أَسَى أَلَّا أَكُونَ بِدُعَاءِ رَبِّي شَقِيًّا. I will leave you the way you are, but I will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَمَّا اَعْتَزَلَهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. When he ignored all of the bad things and he learned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to his dua and he gave him Ishaq and Yaqub. He gave him good kids. That's Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. They tell you in his story, how is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? At the time when the family and the tribe and his father take him to throw him in the fire. And Jibreel alayhi salam came to him. He said, Ya Ibrahim, sil tu'ta, is'al. Ask, Allah will save you. Do you want me to save you? I will. He said, no. Walladhi khalaqaka bilhaq, the one who created you, he can save me from that if he wanted. What is the response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Qulna ya nar, kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Be cool and nice to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Who saved Ibrahim from the fire? Isn't it the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he wanted to do something, إِذَا قَالَ لِشَيْءِ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. If he says something, it will be done. And look, his wife, Sarah, he's getting old, 86 years old, and she's getting older, and she has no kids, nothing. By power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you see in the news today, a great news in the whole media. A woman, she's 57 years, finally she got a baby after his son died when he was young. 57, She got a baby. She's so happy. Look at the media today. Tell them our mother Sarah, she was in 80 something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her a baby. فسقت وجهها قالت أألد وأنا عجوز. What is it when the Malaika came to her say you'll have a baby? She just touched her face. She said, what is it? I'm going to get a baby when I'm old? Even Ibrahim alayhi salam was in belief saying, I need something to remind you this is true. But he was generous. When you do a qurbani, whatever, remember Ibrahim alayhi salam, how he's generous. They said Ibrahim alayhi salam, if 3 days passed and he has no guest in his house, he cried and he got upset. Guest. Not to kick the guest out or ignore the poor and need. Guest in his house 3 days, he got upset, say, Allah don't like me, don't like the way I am, and he cried. But look at the end when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him Hajar. And he left Hajar in the desert. What happened? No food, no water, no support. She became the owner of the area, the owner of the place. By the power of Allah, we let the Zamzam water coming up, and the people come to get the water from her. She gets her points, and I need a contract with you guys. They agree with her. Ismail, he grew between them. He learned the Arabic language. And who get the Zamzam water out? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Now, if you look at the Hajj by itself, and how the numbers of people there, may Allah return it back again to the normal. And you see the number over there, this is the day of the Hashr, the day of judgment, how the people will be there, but no clothes on it. Naked. Well, Aisha radiallahu anha wa arda, she said, Ya Rasulallah, ayaqif al-rajul ma'al mar'a hakadha? The man and the woman were standing like that together. He say, Aisha, it's more than what you are thinking. Everybody would be sweating, worry about what happened in the dunya, what happened about the scales. It's the mawqif, the position at the time, more than what you are thinking. Nobody think about anything more than the scale. How is the hasanat and how is the sayyat is. Look at it and look at the white dress we have, the two pieces. Isn't it the kafan that we are going down with it? And you turn around the Hajj, you don't change it until you finish your tawaf. After that, you see it's getting little dirty on it, little dirt, sand or something. And some people, they wash it. It's the same thing. In the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the earth, that's it, everybody run away, left and right, you see the dirt and the dust everywhere. That's how we're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the manasik al-hajj and these days is just a reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a reminder for the family who say la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and their houses, the family together. This is the way we have to learn from Ibrahim alayhi salam. When he went and visit his son, Ismail, and his wife, she was there. He asked her, how is your life? He was old at this time. And remember, Ibrahim is the first one, he got gray hair. And they told him, this is, what is this? He said to the Malaika, what that kind of hair, from where it come? They said, this is the barakah. So if you get gray hair, say, alhamdulillah. You are coming, your father Ibrahim alayhi salam. He said it's a waqar. Waqar is something that's really cool. You are the one you can give advice. You have everything, you've done everything in the dunya. Then he told her, how is your life? She said, huh, in this house? There's no food, no meat, nothing, just a piece of bread, piece of cheese. He said, okay, when your husband comes, just tell him to change his ataba. His steps, and he left. When Ismail alayhi salam came, and she saw him, an old man came and he asked you to change your step. So, oh, how he looks. She describes, oh, he's my father. He asked me to get rid of you. Because you don't say alhamdulillah. And he married another one. And later he visits, and he asked her, how is your life? She said, my life, is so beautiful. Alhamdulillah. We eat, we drink, we have a good husband, and we are. She started to give her poems. And Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Al-an, alhamdulillah, laqad asab. Now he chose the right thing. Because in our deen, they said, don't get married from the complainers, because she's going to complain all her life with you. She's going to turn your life miserable. The one she's asking all the time, stay away from her. And stay away from the stingy man. That's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't marry from the stingy person. The one who holds the money and everything comes little by little by little. Be stingy. Be stingy for what? What you are taking with you? Nothing. You leave this dunya. When they talk about the mirath, the wealth, one of the ulama, they ask him, can I give the wealth while I'm alive for my kids? Look at his answer. I love it. He say, well, the wealth you have, who gave it to you? Allah. Allah. So why you give the wealth that Allah gave it to you in your dunya to your kids? Why you don't benefit yourself before you go down and what is helping you? Give sadaqah. Put in the masjid, in the school. Do something good for your own in the day of judgment. And leave the rest. When you go, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, this is what left over from my abd. I have in the Holy Quran, the mirath, how it goes. Let thee take it by the shara'ullah azza wa jal. And the man can take his right, and the woman take her right. And you are did the best for yourself too. But he said, you can give in your dunya. But be among the justice, adil. Don't hurt anyone than the others. Because I like this son, but I don't like this son. He's coming to me, but this one is not. But there is Allah. Allah gave you this money as a test. So don't know what will happen to us later on. The person get this money from his father, what he will do with it. Do you think sometimes they care about the one in the grave? Yeah, we cry for 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 year. After that, if we remember them in the dua, they are lucky. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the people in the grave, they are so happy when you make dua for them. Imagine these days, Zil Hijjah, if we lost one of our family members, we make dua for them all the time, they will listen, they will be very happy. So we don't need to forget them in these days. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه من والاه. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we need to take the seerah of Ibrahim عليه السلام to our houses. We need to learn how he was dealing with his wives, with his child. How Ibrahim عليه السلام was closer to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. How Ibrahim عليه السلام was very strong as a young man. When he stand in front of everyone to destroy the idols, because he don't believe none of them is the God. How strong he is when he destroyed them in front of all of them, and he left the biggest one, so he has an answer why I left the big one. And why he left it? Who did that? Fata Yusamma Ibrahim. Young man, they will call him Ibrahim. Get him. What is it? I say, me? Ask that. He left the big one. Ask him if he can answer who did it. He put them in the way they cannot even answer him. See, how is the knowledge that Ibrahim alayhi salam got it? But we need to remember, Ibrahim alayhi salam was a traveler by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From Iraq to Palestine to Egypt to Jad to Mecca. He traveled a lot for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him test after test, they tell us, see the connection between the father and son. That's what we need. When he told his son, oh my son, inni ara fil manami annu adbahuk fanzur madha tara. See the dialogue, how is the hawar? Oh my son, I saw my dreams, I'm sacrificing you. What do you think? What do you think? He's asking his son, come on, you are asking me to get rid of me and you need my opinions? But because both of them is a prophet. Not now. Don't say to your son, come, I'm going to slaughter you because I saw that in the dream. No, the dreams of the Anbiya is true. So he tell his father, Ya Abati, if'al ma tu'mar. What Allah gave you, see the word here, what Allah asking you, go ahead and do it. Satajiduni insha'Allah min as-sabirin. See, now we learn the word of sabr, patience. We have to learn that too. When you have difficulty in your life, remember, inna ma'al usri yusr. After every hardship, you get something is better and smooth. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give. And he said to oh my father, do whatever. Satajiduni insha'Allah min as-sabirin. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَهِيمُ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. He went down. He taught his son. He started. He put his face down because he doesn't want to see his face when he doing that for him, when he put the knife in him. And the Jibreel came with the kapsh. And he said, Ya Ibrahim, قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. You follow that and you fulfill your promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِكَبْشٍ عَظِيمٍ. And we save Ismail alayhi salam by the kapsh. This is the qurbani. We're all fighting to do it now because we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, لَنْ يَنَالُ اللَّهَ لُحُمِّهَا وَلَا دَيْمَائِهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never eat this flesh or the blood or anything, but he needs your faith, your iman, your taqwa, your belief. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the surah of Al-Hajj, he's reminding us, إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا. The hours come, no doubt. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْعَثُ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. See, he's taking from good things, and he reminds you about what will happen again. Remember that. Everyone in the grave will come up. That's what the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All our dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a sip of water from the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, إِنَّا عَطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَ فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Slaughter, help, support, feed the poor and need. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he's reminding us, in his ayat, subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal-fajr wal-layl al-ashr, surah al-fajr, he said, kalla balla tukrimuna al-yatim, wala tahadduna ala ta'am al-miskin. See the word here from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we complain, when Allah give us something good in our life, and he give us something bad in our life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, kalla balla tukrimuna al-yatim. Watch, everything you need to be solved in your life, go for the orphan and taking care of the orphan people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will taking care of you. كَلَّا بَلَّا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِينَ وَلَا تَحَضُّونَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ. You don't feed the poor and need. وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَنَّةً. You love the money so much. وَتَأْكُلُونَ التُّرَاثَ أَكْلًا لَمَّا. وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَنَّةً. If somebody has a wealth, you take it for your own, but you have excuse for that. كلا بل لا تكرمون اليتيم ولا تحاضون على طعام المسكين وتأكلون التراث أكلا لما وتحبون المال حبا جما كلا. Remember, إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا, now the earth would be destroyed it again, as he reminded us in Surah Al-Hajj in the beginning of Surah Al-Hajj. كلا إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا وجيء يومئذ بجهنم يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان أن له الذكرى يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي. When this day come, when Allah called hellfire to confront, everybody will be shaked, scared, say, I wish I did something good to my life. All the dunya will be ended. Everyone will die. Even the angel of death. Except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Except Allah al-Ali al-Qadir. So when he gave you these days, it's a gift. Take it. Take it. Do as much as you can these days. Fast. Sadaqah. Siyam. Qiyam al-layl. Standing the whole night and pray. If you cannot fast, remember the day of Arafah. And these days, when they started Zilhijjah, remember two things, my dear brothers and sisters, and I remind myself and you, by the takbirat. Takbirat is two kinds, mutlaq wa muqayyad. Mutlaq, from the beginning of the month until end of the tashriq, all the way. You go to the market, you go to hear Sayyidina Umar and Sayyidina Abu Huraira and all the Sahaba, they used to go to the markets and they make takbirat all the time. Mutlaq, any time you can sit it. And they said, one of the Sahaba, when he entered the masjid, when he made the takbir, the whole masjid shaked. Imagine the power Allah gave it to him because he loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, muqayyad, remember, after 23 rak'ah, I make it very easy and simple. From the day of Arafah counted 1, 2, 3, 4 days, which is day of Arafah, the first day of Eid, the second and the third, that's 20. And the day, the last, is Fajr, Dhuhr, and Asr, and Yudan. This is Muqayyad. After 23 rak'ah, I make it very simple. After 23 rak'ah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, Kabbiru, increase the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you go to the market, to the house, get out of the house, go to your car, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Make takbir to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua as much as you can. And don't forget the people who lived in the dunya, the people who passed from our family. Because those in our hearts, we have to remember them all the time. So remember the takbirat, one of the dhikr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love. When the Eid come, and people asking about the adhiya, if you do it in back home, do I have to cut my nail or my hair, whatever it is? You want to keep it as it is, fine. If you don't, remember, he's your agency. He's responsible, not you. You are here. But we do it just to share. Just to share, to feel comfortable. These days is so beautiful. You're going to see yourself very happy when the days of the Hajj is coming. I'm telling you, if you need how the people happy is, remember in the Eid al-Adha, when the morning go, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, hey, don't eat something from what you slaughter, from your meat. He want you to remember that. But in the Eid al-Fitr, he say, eat something in the morning, you're done. You fast for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He give it to you specific days. But in the time of Eid al-Hajj, he is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he make it open for you. He need your heart to connect it with Mecca, with the people in the Hajj over there, how happy they are. And you are happy with them too, trust me. Trust me. Not like the time of Ramadan. But remember the Sahaba, they love the 10 days, the last 10 days of Ramadan. And these 10 days is more important than the last 10 days of Ramadan. Don't ignore it. Do your best to gain as much as you can to benefit you in the Day of Judgment. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one day he's asking the Malaika, his abd, front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the scale of the bad deed going down. He has nothing. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say the Malaika, Ya Malaikati, put this word for him. When they put it, the scale of the hasanat will going down and all the bad deeds throw away. And the Malaika said, Ya Allah, what is it? It said, La ilaha illallah. Because my abd, in the day so and so, he gave food for one person. He was really in need. What did he say? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save you from the hellfire. I accepted and I hold it for him in this day. Imagine him make bad deed in all his life, but in the day of judgment, he can be in the Jannah because a small deed he did, he gave it to someone who is really needed for it, and he make dua for him. That's what we are saying. If you give to anyone in anywhere in the earth, not only in this place here, because all the earth belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. The earth belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave it to who he owned subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anywhere in the earth, it's belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask all of you inshallah to help your brothers in Guyana. They went on going through a really bad shape right now. Help them as much as you can. Contact with your shura member if they can help. And there's no some brother they are leaving sooner. And I'm in contact with a shura member. Give them the name. If you like to help and give them something, they're going to go by themselves there. I wish them the good trip, inshallah, and they help the poor in need over there. And whatever destroyed there, they can help them and they rebuild something, inshallah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yaghfir lana dhunubana wa yakaffir anna sayyatina. Allahumma shfi mardana wa mardal muslimin wa rahm amwatana wa amwat al muslimin. Allahumma la taj'al lana dhanban illa ghafarta wa la maridan illa shafaita. Allahumma arhamna, Allahumma arhamna, Allahumma aghfir lana, Allahumma aj'alna yawm al qiyama min al maghfurin al marhumin fi jannati al na'im. اللهم ارزقنا شربة ماء من يد رسولك الكريم لا نظمأ بعدها أبدا. اللهم اغفر لوالدينا، اللهم ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا. اللهم اغفر لوالدينا وارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا. اللهم ارحم من مات يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اجعل قبورهم نورا، اللهم اجعل قبورهم نورا، اللهم اجعل قبورهم نورا. يا أرحم الراحمين ارحمنا برحمتك. اجعلنا يا ربنا من الذين يقفون على عرفات، من الذين يكبرون على عرفات. اللهم لا تحرمنا حج بيتك الحرام، اللهم لا تحرمنا حج بيتك الحرام، اللهم لا تحرمنا زيارة مكة يا أكرم الأكرمين، أنت الكريم، أنت الله، أنت الواحد، أنت الأحد، أنت الحي، أنت الصمد، ليس لنا رب سواك، اغفر لنا الذنوب، كفر عنا السيئات، لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين، وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يقول المولى عز وجل في كتاب العظيم: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم، اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your family, in your spouse. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your child. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let all of us standing in the Arafat again and again, insha'a rabbil alameen. قولوا قول هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وأقم الصلاة.